Martin, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and now, the five stories we're watching today.
All right, number five, French public health officials showing more than 1,000 excess deaths since the heat wave started hitting last week because they don't want air conditioning. It's mind-boggling to me.
David, on Friday, I don't know if you heard it. We talked about it when you were out in the UK. They're arresting people for using their air conditioning.
Dude. Well, yeah.
And, I'm serious.
And officials in Paris are telling people to not get a hotel room to get air conditioning.
Why?
There's a crazy stat that I was looking at. When you look at excess heat deaths in Europe, Asia, Africa, the Americas, and Oceania, per capita, per 100,000 people per year by continent, Europe has the highest rate by 23.5. Asia comes in second at 4.5 deaths per 100,000. Africa at 4 per 100,000. The Americas at 2.5 per 100,000. Oceania at 2 per 100,000. It's a joke. And they're still like, we will not have air conditioning. It will make you sick. No, you're killing old people.
No kidding.
There's somebody I know right now in Paris, and they've been getting Ubers and just riding around in them.
Yeah.
Because they have air conditioning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Number four, on that note, Paris's deputy mayor for international relations says the U.S. bears a significant amount of responsibility for the deadly heat wave going on.
How?
What did we do?
It's because we're running our air conditioning, and it's making Europe hotter because of climate change.
Oh, my God.
Talk to China. Shut up.
My goodness. All right, number three, DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says that at the current rates, deportation numbers will surpass the 2025 numbers in the next 6 weeks or so. Number two, a federal grand jury is investigating alleged financial crimes by a guy named Neville Roy Singham. He is a China-based tech tycoon whose fortune has funded a sprawling network of socialist, communist, and Marxist organizations across the U.S. for the past decade. He's been pretty successful at it, too. And number one, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that states can count ballots that arrive after Election Day as long as they're postmarked by Election Day.
You know what would take care of that? The SAVE Act.
Well, yeah, but can't get it done. Got dog parades to plan.
I know.
It's so frustrating.
It is very frustrating.
Jeez.
So I saw some ticket prices for different things over the weekend. And we talk about this, and you sound like Old Man River. I can't believe the ticket prices of things these days. But it's not just us. It's like crazy when you're talking about $700 for a concert ticket or $300, you know, for a baseball game, World Cup, $800 or whatever. There's a name for it now. I don't know if you've seen it. Funflation.
Oh.
Funflation.
Funflation.
Okay.
Yes. It's anything that's fun is going to be more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And it is. You're seeing it all over the place. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show.
Good thing I don't like to have fun.
You are opposed to fun. You will have fun occasionally, but I've noticed.
You say that to me all the time.
Why do you hate fun?
Why do you hate fun?
There's so many fun things that you just want no part of.
Yeah.
It's true.
I know.
Yes. They're saying bucket list experiences are carrying premium price tags. I don't know, man. Going to a concert doesn't seem like bucket list unless it's like this artist you've been dying to see forever. Yeah. Just everything does cost more.
Mm-hmm.
And it will remain that way as long as people keep paying to do it.
Yeah. Well, the concert tickets thing in particular, that's not even funflation. That's just called monopoly.
Wow.
It is. Yeah, it's crazy. It's nuts.
It's something, man. All right. Proof that the Democratic Party has been taken over by socialists. And what's your story? Straight ahead.